What do you think of the future of this country with people like Scrotus running it, or as Closer calls them, El Caudillo Analfabético?
God, you know,
is it worth saving this country?
I don't think in terms of countries. I think in terms of globals and universes, and entire, you know, invisible and visible worlds. I do feel like, I don't know, I'm not sure of my economic politics at the moment, because I sort of sometimes identify as sort of an anarchist, but I do feel like there's something about participatory community decision making that I think is valuable, and it's not particularly American only, but it is something that humans could have done. So saving the country, I'm not in favor of saving our present capitalism, certainly not. And if that goes with Americanness, with American nationalism, then I hope not. I mean, I hope it won't be saved in this way. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I'm interested in the concept of Cascadia and bioregionalism. And so if the United States goes down, hopefully it won't take a lot of other things down with it. And I think it's the fate of all empires to go down.
Yeah.
And, you know, Morris Berman identified 25 years ago the signs of a failing empire, and that all were in check 25 years ago. And what has happened since then? When you look at people like Donald Trump getting elected president, and you look at the response from the quote-unquote left, which is inept. And
inept.
It's inept.
It's weak. And, I mean, there's all this sort of hoopla about the resistance movement. What resistance movement? I mean, we go to Indivisible. I go out as often as I can to protests or to anti-fascist things. But I mean, I don't see that much organizing mm-hmm. going on. And this guy is over the boundaries of, you know, I mean, it makes me imagine that Hitler really could a Hitler would be possible in this country, and that if 37% of the people think his hatred is acceptable, and his sexism, and his insanity is acceptable, and there's not even anyway, we've been concentrating on local, like we have a sheriff who's really bad in Contra Costa. He's really concentrating on building his new jails.
Right.
And of rounding people up to pay for one bed at a time, to pay for his new jails. And I mean, the whole idea of this thing, of this creeping thing happening more and more locally, and people not protesting, mm-hmm. and people really focusing on their, you know, their yard sales and whether their kids are in the right private school or not, and
Or as you say in one of your poems, they tweet and sleep through the wars.
They tweet and sleep through the wars, mm-hmm. and there's just, yeah.
There's
not enough of it.
There's one last thing, which comes up a couple of different times. If we look at page 50, if I have it right there, yes. On the miracle of nameless feeling, which is a callback to the beginning of the book, where you have one on the miracle of nameless feeling is the very first poem of the book, so it's kind of a an echo of it. I'd really love it if you could read that poem on page 50, and then we could talk about it.
Sure. Okay. This is dedicated to my friends Sarah and Matthew, who were married, and but it's also epithalamium for many people. On the miracle of nameless feeling, they struggled at sunset and moonrise. They struggled at sunrise, then not. It is best to be the calm one, a diadem. Over their heads the galaxies whirled, fire so hot the sun could not relate, then putting all that away. They've brought passion and exhaustion to the wedding. Lists are finished, abstraction and realism, details repeated as in airport carpet. Sometimes passion will sustain them or an interest in certain problems. Sometimes in the night they'll describe the nameless feeling. Nations praise peace, but the miracle is food. Not just for the human, for the owl, the mouse. And now they stand as a lighthouse stands on granite, capped in cloud. It's unbearable how often the sun goes down, but the next day is a ship of numbers set on fire. Their love was nothing, then was almost everything. The named and the nameless dream with them there.
That's such a beautiful poem. You know, and